countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, speaking of food, it's estimated that about 8% of Irish consumers are vegetarian and about 2% vegan. Now, vegan campaigners against dairy farming and farming beef, pig meat or lamb have been very visible, as we know, across the country over the past couple of years. One of the vegan foods that's attracted worldwide attention and investment is what's called Beyond Meat Burger, made from pea protein and lots of other ingredients. And this week, Suzanne Campbell tasted it. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good
you
morning.
Survived anyway.
I survived, yes.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about this product and why it is getting so much attention.
It's getting so much attention. First of all, when it was in development, this company Beyond Meat, they got huge investment from Jeff Bezos, who is now apparently the richest person in the world. He's the owner of Amazon, Richard Branson and Bill Gates and a string of other big investors. It's made from pea protein and it uses a beet extract to give it a red colour. So it was said to be and going to be the nearest approximate burger to meat, but obviously to animal beef or meat, and you wouldn't have to obviously use livestock in its process, and it would be more environmentally friendly. It's very manufactured. There's a list of ingredients as long as your arm, and they're not too frightening. It's made in America and there are secret ingredients, so it's not made in Europe. It's brought over here kind of under license, under distributors. And it also has a big US rival who we'll be hearing more about, you know, as time goes on, called the Impossible Burger, which has also attracted huge financing. It's really in the news because on May the 2nd, they made an initial public offering for this company. So they made it public on the New York Stock Exchange.
Right.
The shares started off at about $20. They're now around $140.
Wow.
It's the fastest rising food company in the world in terms of its investment and its market value. If you look at Pilgrim's Pride, a very well-established poultry company in the US, its market capitalization is around $6 billion at the moment. Beyond Meat is $9 billion. So it really is an extraordinary rise. Everyone's looking at this going, is it just a moment or is it sustainable? Are vegan products something to invest in? And obviously beef farmers in the beef sector and the beef marketplace is watching this very, very closely. It's retailed in Ireland by Tesco. You can buy two burgers at about 100 grams each for €7. I looked at Tesco prices yesterday for their Tesco finest Angus burgers, which are €3 for two. So they're more than twice the price of a burger from a live animal, which has been reared and mum has put in calf and a 3-year cycle, 4-year cycle to get it into the factory. In terms of restaurants, this Beyond Meat burger is only available, as far as I know, thus far in one place in Ireland, which is the Garden of Vegan in Ranelagh. And it's owned by a chap called Damien O'Brien. He's from Portlaoise and he also owns a Garden of Vegan food trucks, which you might see at many big concerts and events. And actually he was at Metallica the other day in Slane and he said they sold out vegan food at Metallica. There's a change coming. He also says that a lot of his customers, both to the food trucks and into the restaurant, are meat eaters. So it's very much a flexitarian diet as well. So I went along yesterday. He cooked me up the burger. It takes 4 minutes to cook. He put some of his vegan cheese on it and I tasted it. So here what's happened. Its appearance is just mad good.
Yeah.
Like just the way it's minced, the product, and the way it holds together and the way the outside crusts. Here it goes. Yeah. Mmm. That's really good. It really has the consistency of what we would expect in a burger rather than, you know, a veggie burger that I've eaten before or a falafel burger or whatever. It has that very dense consistency and it has a lot of...
And it does exactly what it says on the tin.
Yeah, it has that depth of oils and and then it has got that really deep flavour that you'd expect of meat.
There's no stodgy feeling to it.
No, there's no feeling of filler or flour. No. It has none of that.
No.
I have to say, Damien, protein coming out of it, you can feel it kind of, and it's almost like, I have to say, animal fats. It's very close to it.
Yeah.
Wow.
You sound impressed, Suzanne.
I was impressed. And just in case those of farmers listening go, no, she's biased. She's one of those mad people who likes vegan food. I do food judging. So I judge for Bourbilla and the Organic Awards and the Great Taste Awards. So I'm very, very impartial. And I really love my meat products. I thought it was a cracking product. I don't think it's the same as a beef burger, by the way. But I do think it's a very good vegan product, if you look at it that way. And it does taste fairly good. So I asked Damien about, like, Irish consumers, the people that are coming in his door, are our changing habits a threat to farming, which is their reaction to this sector all the time, and how fast this change is happening?
I don't think here Garden of Vegan is going to close down any farms. No, it's not at all. It's just, it's choice. People are just changing. 50-60% of our customers still eat meat. They just don't eat it every day. I mean, the beef market is big enough. This is just another market. It's not going to close down the beef market. It's just another market. It's choice. People are different now. I mean, I suppose the statistic now is that drink consumption in Ireland is actually going down, which is new. Yeah. But I suppose people are kind of tending not to go to the pubs as much anymore, maybe, and they're eating out. I see a lot more people are eating out now. And so I think it's just pure choice.
I went to visit two other restaurateurs as well, Gav Pendley and Ash Mooney, who are behind the Moodley Manor vegan brand, which you can buy online. It's foods approximating, you know, vegan chicken, approximating beef, chicken, etc. So they have vegan chicken, vegan bacon, vegan burgers. They're 5 years in business. And also they have a restaurant on the Keys called Beast. They come from a much bigger ethical platform than Damien, for example. And they see veganism and the ethical message in veganism as really central. And that, you know, there's no time for meat eaters. This is really, it's kind of all or nothing. And I asked Gav, who was a chef, why he changed over to being a vegan in the first place.
It's tastier. It's more exciting, especially if you're a chef. You're kind of, just about everybody knows how to cook a beef burger. It gets much more interesting when you have to try and figure out new ways to do things. There's a lot of adventure in it for me. In terms of going vegan, I gradually became aware of the ethical considerations, and for a period of time it is quite difficult to get your head around. So roughly around the same time that this was happening, my father had a few health issues, and the kind of health issues that most Irish people will suffer at some point given the cultural diet that we have. So for me, moving to veganism was a nice, easy way for, you know, essentially I was guaranteeing myself that I wouldn't have to go through some of the things that he's had to go through. So I was doing that, and I would tell myself it was health, but I knew somewhere niggling in the way in the back of my head was the kind of obvious fact that by saying I was doing it for health reasons, I was kind of lying to myself to make it a little easier. Once I kind of got over that hump, it had dawned on me that the ethical considerations had always been there. I had always known what was going on. It's just really hard to face initially. And I suppose that every vegan has that awakening. That's why we would always say that if you go vegan and you take it seriously and that's what you're looking at, it's not a trend. It's not a lifestyle choice. It's you seeing the world for what it is and reacting to it. So a lot of vegans won't go back. Like, you'll get the occasional stooge type that'll go vegan and then, you know, go back. And it's mostly for publicity and stuff like that. But the vast majority of vegans, once they've kind of grappled with that difficult reality, they'll be vegan forever.
So Gav's message, you can hear, and the core of his vegan belief is that it's really unacceptable to kill animals, and they want livestock farming stopped, and it's an ongoing impact on climate will be positive in their view after that, of course. I asked him how farmers react to this message and how many of them feel antagonised by vegan campaigns such as the billboard campaign by group Go Vegan World.
It's obviously a very difficult thing to be a farmer now. It's not a popular choice. There's clear economic pressure. And I really feel for people who have to go through that. Like, that's the thing. It's hard. Running a business is an extremely difficult thing to do. In terms of the ethical considerations, I do think it'll take a while for society to come to a point, but I think that that's visible now. There wouldn't be, if society wasn't starting to become aware of these kind of things, there wouldn't be that economic pressure. We'd all be still eating meat. But we're seeing a clear trend towards people not eating as much meat, and a lot of people are going vegan now. And there does need to be a conversation there. And I think it should be about progressing into what the world is going to be in a few years. And absolutely, it should be a case that there should be assistance put in place to make sure that people who have grown up in that scenario, people who are actively farming now, who are feeling that pressure, you know, bankruptcy is not what you want people to have to go through. It's not a comfortable thing. When an industry starts to find itself under that pressure, it needs to adapt. And to adapt, I think there needs to be a conversation. There's plenty of vegans out there who would much rather help than just shout about it.
Farmers say about the billboards that they feel really antagonised by the billboards because they would say, but I look after my animals really, really well. They would be very defensive about that view, saying that, do we need to be attacked so much?
Those billboards aren't out to attack farmers. they're there to make someone driving down the motorway see reality for what it is. When you see something like Dairy takes babies from their mothers, you can't argue with that. That's exactly what happens. So antagonistic or not, that's the truth. How they react to it is entirely up to them. At the end of the day, I've met plenty of farmers who say that that's one of the most painful parts of their job. To have to watch that, to listen to those animals crying out for their young, it's not going to be comfortable. It's hard to block off that empathy. And those billboards, they're not for farmers. They're for people who might consider buying the produce of farmers.
And so that debate continues to rumble on. Suzanne Campbell, well done. Thank you very much indeed. That was Gav Pedley there from Beast, who's a vegan called Beast, ending that report there. Okay.